The U.S. immigration officers have launched a nationwide raid to arrest and expel undocumented migrants. The operation is carried out by agents from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. The raids target at least 10 major cities, including New York, where a search operation has already begun. The goal is to round up some 2,000 migrants who have been staying in the U.S. illegally. The agents will also detain and deport any undocumented migrants who are not on their list but that they bump into. The raids are part of President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. They have sparked anxiety among refugees and even U.S. citizens. Many of them carry their American passports at all times simply to avoid being mistakenly detained. Now, to discuss that further, we're joined by Ramiro Funes, political commentator and anti-imperialist activist out of Los Angeles. Thank you very much, Mr. Funes. Now, we, of course, did hear about this planned, let's say, raid on illegal migrants. What is your take on this type of planned action on illegal immigrants in the U.S.?
I think the nationwide raids that we're seeing across the United States are one of the most extreme examples of racism and capitalism in the United States that are targeting the weakest people here in this country. That being said, people are fighting back. People are not sitting idly while this is happening. Across California, where I'm sitting right now in Southern California, there are committees of resistance that are being formed in Los Angeles, San Diego, and several other cities by undocumented people themselves. This is an effort by community groups like Union del Barrio and other organizations that are actually patrolling the streets of Los Angeles, San Diego, and other cities in California in defense of migrants who are being deported. So, people are fighting back. People are not sitting idly while this is happening. This is something that's particular to Southern California because it is a majority Latino and immigrant area. In other states, for example, across the Midwest, where a lot of migrant workers work in poultry factories and different industries, there are less institutions that are actually defending the people. So I would say we're going to see some of the biggest deportation rates in some of the Midwestern states where there's less power by migrants. But people are standing up, people are fighting back, and it's important that people understand that this is not a joke. This is very serious. The U.S. government is cracking down on migrants all over the country, and we have to be ready for it. Some of the signs of deportation rates include people driving American cars, for example, Ford, Chevy, any U.S. brand cars with tinted windows that have not been seen in the community, and to keep out of on the lookout for signs like that, we have to organize our communities, organize our people, and spread the word. This is a very serious issue, and I think things are only going to get worse from here.
Mr. Funes, let's be real about this. These are illegal immigrants that, because they do not have the necessary documents, they are already very vulnerable people in the community. They are those who are actually bearing the brunt, doing all the difficult jobs that U.S. citizens would definitely not want to do with the lowest wages possible. We even have reports of undocumented migrants that have been working in Donald Trump's organization, the Trump organization. Can you please elaborate more on that?
Totally. I think let's remember that the United States as a whole is the whole system in itself is built on the exploitation of displaced people. People who have been colonized throughout history, people across different regions, indigenous people, Africans who were enslaved in the U.S. South. This is nothing new to U.S. history. We saw this under Barack Obama. We saw this under Bill Clinton. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue related to U.S. capitalism and imperialism as a whole. And the way this empire runs and functions is by exploiting the labor of migrants who are forced to flee their countries because of U.S. imperialism abroad in places like Latin America and the Caribbean. And they're forced to come to the U.S. to seek a better life. And unfortunately, once they get here, they're treated like garbage. Their labor and resources are extracted from them. And once the U.S. doesn't have a need for them anymore, they're tossed aside like if they were a piece of garbage. So this is nothing new to the U.S. This is not specific to Trump, which is something that the Democrats have been constantly saying, Trump, 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 Trump. This is overall part of the history of U.S. Capitalism and imperialism.
You did mention about some communities being formed to help these undocumented migrants, but what kind of, let's say, more effective measure do you think could be taken to solve this problem? Because although the U.S. is treating these undocumented immigrants so badly, we still see a large number of people trying to enter the U.S., which just goes to show that the situations they are in is far worse than what they will face in the U.S. and all the exploitations that we're talking about.
That's 100% correct. I think the way that this problem needs to be addressed is right at the root of the problem. And what's the root of the problem? The root of the problem is U.S. interference and intervention around the world. If the United States used the billions of dollars in defense that it, and military that it uses against countries in the Middle East like Iran, Syria, and also in Latin America and the Caribbean, if it used that money to actually invest in jobs, in better institutions, in better living conditions for people. There was just yesterday, it's funny because as we talked just yesterday, there was a massive blackout in Manhattan, in Midtown Manhattan, the capital of capitalism. So we have these huge blackouts that are happening. They don't even know why it happened, right? And they can't even explain it. And so while the capital of the empire is literally in darkness, they can't even figure out their own problems. They're using money toward war, toward violence, prisons, toward attacking migrants. So the root of the issue is a new economic system, a new political system where the U.S. ends its interventions abroad, ends its wars, and focuses on what's going on at home, on jobs, on creating better living conditions for people, and leaving the rest of the people around the world alone so
Thank
that
you.
People don't have to leave their countries, so that the conditions for migration stop and so people can live where they are and live a better life.
Thank you very much, Mr. Funes, for your comments. We also have Abiyumi Azakiwi, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, who is also joining us from Detroit. Mr. Azakiwi.
Well, yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Azakiwi, we're running out of time, but if you could please also elaborate more on the situation of illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants in the United States. And now, well, we heard about Mr. Funes and how he explained that the reason why the U.S. is dealing with this problem is, in the first place, its own foreign policy and the way it's been interfering in the other countries.
Yeah, particularly in Honduras, Guatemala, as well as Mexico. In the city of Detroit, in the state of Michigan, there's a huge immigrant population from the Middle East, as well as from Mexico and Central America. And they are being targeted largely for political reasons. This plays to the base of Donald Trump. We have elections coming up next year. And also, send terror throughout the immigrant community because people don't know who's going to target it. It's very arbitrary the whole approach to it. But what's good is that people have come out in large numbers almost on a daily basis to demonstrate against the Trump administration's policy. The fact that they are separating families, that they are detaining people who are coming here or requesting political asylum. And they're also involved in all types of abuse, including sexual assault. There have been allegations surrounding that as well in these camps. So it's also having a mobilizing effect on people of conscience here and around the world.
Thank you very much, Mr. Azakiwi. I'm very sorry. Would have loved to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Mr. Abayomi Azakiwi, editor of Pan-African Newswire out of Detroit, and Ramiro Funes, political commentator and anti-imperialist activist out of Los Angeles, commented on this news item that we were discussing today. Thank you very much for following this edition of the News Review.